keep yourself in the loop of everything football. Listen to Alex and Jeremiah on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello there, I'm Jeremiah.
I am Alex, always and forever here.
Dedicated to college and NFL football. The latest football news on and off the field. NFL draft trade rumors. We've got you covered from the NFL, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, and everything else in between. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, where we discuss the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
And I'm Anthony.
And I'm Alex.
Hey, welcome back, Alex.
Hello, thank
you. Yeah, Alex is here joining us for the one-year anniversary show, and it was 1 year ago today, and I can't believe it's been a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't.
Yeah, a lot of shows in that time, right?
A lot of shows. I still can't believe it's been a whole year.
You finally passed me on most shows because I had the three other shows besides this one, and then obviously I haven't been here since December. I left, so.
So.
You passed me up.
Yeah, I did. I did very dramatically. And so it's been one whole year. For 2016, we did our first show. I think we talked about Tom Brady. We talked about Josh Norman, the Raiders potentially moving to Vegas, and it actually happened.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, and then a lot happened. And then we also had a mock draft, our first annual mock draft. We have our second yesterday. So, a lot has been going on. So, I just want to catch up with you real quick. How's life, Alex? How is life?
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
All right.
Just enjoying it, doing my thing.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of movies lately. I saw Fast and the Furious.
Did you?
I wouldn't call that a good movie.
Was it entertaining?
It was entertaining, though, right? It was a popcorn movie.
It's what you expected it to be.
Right.
It's just there was so many things that I'm watching. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, they have a submarine emerged and chase them.
So the reasoning for that is
the cars. There's science behind this? Okay.
No, I'm saying the reason they did that is the submarine is trying to get to this, pretty much where their cars are trying to beat the submarine to a certain point.
Okay.
In distance, right?
Sure.
And
are you spoiling the movie?
No, it's just a little part. And the submarine comes out of the water as if being above the water, slamming into the ice like that would make them faster.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing in that sequence was the whole torpedo on the ice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rock tells Tyrese to hold the wheel, opens the door, stands on the ice holding the door so sliding, and then pushes the torpedo with his rock gigantic arms.
Wow.
And he's like, and he pushes it, and then it slides and it goes in the direction of a Jeep, which it would have gone under in regards to height, unless it hit a wheel.
Right.
And then, of course, it happens to hit a wheel and blows up.
Wow. So the Fast and the Furious is the most illogical series I've ever watched.
I mean, it looked cool.
I loved part one. I love Too Fast, Too Furious.
I love Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, Too Fast.
I love Too Fast, Too Furious.
I love
Tokyo Drift.
I don't love Tokyo Drift.
I like Tokyo Drift. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the theme song by the Tokyo Boys. I think that was their name.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think Pharrell and the Neptunes produced that song. That's why I was a huge fan of that. But
They're weird now.
They're weird now.
It went
from a racing movie to a heist movie. I don't like that.
Well, they reinvented their franchise.
They turned it literally to the Transformers.
But the Transformers was always a lot of explosions or whatever. Fast and the Furious went from cool, we're going to race cars to the Rock.
A lot of explosions.
One of the most insane things I've ever seen in the movie was something small, not a submarine emerging or them literally taking the cars through giant buildings like in the one before this.
Oh, yeah. Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, but the one the most insane when The Rock was injured in the hospital, he's time to go to work and just bust Breaks through the cast.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's not how this broken arm. Yeah, he broke your arm, but now he's fine. The cast wasn't needed.
I didn't get that. I'm really? If I did that, I would have cried.
Yes, 100%. That's a broken arm again because it's not fully healed and you're just I got this.
I was going to say, I like 1 through 7. I like all of them but 3 in four. Four kind of a bottom.
That's when Vin Diesel came back, huh?
That's the one when the original cast came back. Letty, quote unquote, dies or whatever.
Right. And then the five was when Rock comes.
Five was, in my opinion, the best one.
I think Fast Five, I love Fast Five for one reason. I love that scene when Paul Walker, rest in peace, and Vin Diesel were in Brazil, right?
That's one of my favorites.
And then The Rock comes in. He's like, Toretto, you under arrest. And then Vin Diesel's like,
I don't feel under arrest.
Yeah. Do you feel under arrest? No, not one bit. Not one tiny bit, Dom. Oh, give it a second. It will sink in. That's my favorite one.
I want to read you this thing real quick before we get going. Okay. It's from The Ringer. And they're talking about, like, the best. It's like a ranking of the best Fast and the Furious movies. And these guys, like, love them. And he goes, and this is from the one in Rio, and he goes, you want to fight a tank on a freeway? Cool. You want to yank a plane out of the sky? Okay. You want to take a car and jump it from a high-rise building to a high-rise building in Abu Dhabi after someone fights Ronda Rousey? Go for it. Yeah. You want to run up a bus as it falls off a cliff and then jump and dive and grab hold of the tail of a car as someone drifts it along the edge of the cliff? Sure, absolutely. That can happen because Fast Five happened.
Yeah.
That is the best description of... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
before we get going, I have to say something. There's a little animation video. I forgot what the YouTube page was. They make all these little... No, I think it was College Humor. And they said the Fast and Furious stunts in real life. Mm-hmm. And it was animation. And then, you know, the part when Vin Diesel has to back out of the building backwards and it collapses on him? I think it's on Fast Five.
Out of that parking garage.
Yeah, out of the parking... Yeah, there you go.
No, that's the next one. That's six.
That's the one where he's fighting... See, they're all the same to me now, so I can't
That's the one where he's fighting Jason Statham.
Okay, so there's one when it actually collapses on him. It's like, oh, I can't get out. Oh, no, now I'm dying. And then they animate the part when they go out of that building.
The building to and building
then,
jump.
And then, yeah, and then they just went down.
Yeah.
you go out another window.
And then there's a part when The Rock...
He
lands on the car.
Oh yeah,
and then they just show him dying on that car. Yeah. Like it's an animation though.
It went from the coolest thing in one of those movies being, which was awesome in the time, the first ones when you would travel through the engine to see how the NOS kind of ignited and then travel back out. That used to be the coolest thing, and now in their minds, cars on a Russian frozen ocean being chased by a submarine is now the coolest thing.
I also like the fact that apparently Vin Diesel and The Rock have beef.
They hate each other.
And like,
but they have two more movies.
Right. And it's the thing of, I imagine The Rock is just like coming in there and stealing his franchise.
He says Vin Diesel doesn't have any work ethic.
Right. The Rock has all the work ethic because The Rock is basically making like 90 movies a day. So he has like all the movies.
Well, he's making the Jumanji remake.
With Kevin Hart. Who they actually worked in on Central Intelligence, which is an okay movie.
Okay. They're like buddies now.
Okay. Yeah.
Last thing I'll say before we move on, The Rock has a daughter in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious? Yeah, it's like a little funny thing where like the guy comes to talk to him and he's coaching his daughter's soccer game. And she looks like they picked... I wondered if it was actually The Rock's daughter.
Right. Because
I was like, geez, Moana, you look just like him.
Mm-hmm. It probably was Moana. I don't know.
A little younger, but she looked she looked like her.
Okay, well, you know, The Rock, he used to play for the University of Miami, and years ago, he was waiting for his name to get called. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. But that ended up being good for him. That ended up being good for him because why? He would have never been the most electrifying man in sports entertainment that he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And so... The Rock was one of those hopefuls like people are today. And that we had the NFL draft. We had our mock draft yesterday. This is our mock draft, not our mock draft, our NFL draft special, kind of mixed in with the 1 year anniversary show.
Mm-hmm.
And first pick in the draft is the Cleveland Browns. And, you know,
they're going to screw it up.
They're going to screw it up. They've been.
If they do what I have in my mind, I would be very proud of them. And I'll tell you what I think. Oh, we'll get into it. But.
Okay, well, it looks like, according to NFL Network, that they have a decision that has been made. Yeah. They settled on the number one pick for 2 weeks now. Only four or five people know in the building.
It wouldn't have taken me long.
No.
No.
I would have decided at the end of last year. This guy.
Exactly. No.
Miles Garrett.
There you go.
I imagine, like, if you are, like, the number one overall pick, like you see all the mock drafts basically have the same dude.
Yeah.
And like
go just probably could take him.
Just yeah.
Depending on the mock draft.
Like if you want to go like full contrarian, just take like some random person out of like, you know, Central Nevada or something like that, just to be a total like jerk.
In my mock draft, I have somebody from Central Michigan and Western Michigan going back to back.
See? Glad, yeah.
Okay.
And
I was like, the Weston's in the house.
Dude, like, that's the thing. Like, see, you at least know that a little bit more than I do. Like, I don't know who's from, like, Central Michigan or whatever. The only reason I do know.
You want to know why I know Central Michigan?
Because Mel Kiper?
Antonio Brown went to Central Michigan.
Yeah, okay. He did. He did indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you think this is the draft that the Browns have to get right? I think they have. They have two first-round picks.
They have so many picks.
Wait, did you say this is when they get it right?
They have to get it right.
I mean, they have to do a lot of things. But, yeah. Like, they've had these, like, double picks before. Like, they took Gilbert and then Manziel. That didn't go well. Mm-hmm. They had one where it was Joe Thomas and who was quarterback? Brady Quinn. One of those was good. The other one, not so much. And one of them, they took Whedon, who's barely still playing. Like, he's the backup to...
He's not on the Cowboys anymore.
No, but he's a backup
somewhere.
He was
on the Texans at one point.
Yeah.
No, he is on the Texans still.
Yeah, he's Savage's backup. Yeah.
He's backing up Tom Savage now.
Yeah.
Still need a quarterback. Wow. Tom Savage.
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you a little rundown. Yeah, you guys did your mock draft. I'll give you some of my key points of mine if you want.
Sure.
I did last night. But so, in my eyes, you ask what I think the Browns do. It's very specific. Mm-hmm. I think they take in my mock draft, if I was the Browns, if this was draft day, the movie with Kevin Costner.
There you go.
And I was Sonny, I would draft Myles Garrett, number one overall, and then I'm going to trade my pick at 12 to come back to 5 with the Titans. Flip-flop with them.
Right.
And I'm taking Mitchell Trubisky.
So you're high on him, on Trubisky.
I think he's the best quarterback prospect,
right.
And I think he fits them better than Watson, who I think is the number two prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I think he fits them better. So, I have them taking Garrett at 1, excuse me, and then coming back to 5, taking Trubisky. In that time, I have the Niners taking Solomon Thomas from Stanford, Jamal Adams from LSU, and then Allen from Alabama goes to Jacksonville. So in no time there is a quarterback taken.
Right.
I mean, it could happen with
sure,
the Niners.
Sure, they can trade some, but yeah.
But I have him coming back there because I think from there, I think you don't know what the Jets are going to do. I haven't taken O.J. Howard, but you can't assume
the Jets
they won't
gonna,
take a quarterback.
We had an unmarked draft. We had Deshaun Watson going there.
Okay.
We had him as the first quarterback taken in the draft.
So I'll give you – I told Jeremiah, I'll give him my top 10. So I have through that 5, right?
Right.
Trubisky then going to them,
then
you know,
Cleveland
flip, yeah.
Five, yeah.
Then I have O.J. Howard going to the Jets.
Right.
I have Christian McCaffrey going – I'm sorry, I skipped him. Taco Charlton.
One of my favorite names in the draft.
Yeah, Taco Charlton. He's going to the Chargers.
Right. And we will have a segment later in the show, our best names, our favorite names in this year's draft.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey going to the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben Foster going to the Cincinnati Bengals. Malik Hooker going to Buffalo. And then just to close it out, because so you know who have the Titans picking, Lattimore from Ohio State going to New Orleans, and then Tennessee at 12 taking Mike Williams from Clemson.
Mm.
So I think that would be beneficial to both teams.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee doesn't need to necessarily jump at anybody there. I think they can move back and get best available and still fill a need for them.
Yeah, they don't need a quarterback.
Which I think they don't. I think receiver is definitely a need for them to you know, add to. People say tight end, but for one, I think O.J. Howard will be gone. I think you still have some time with forgive me, I'm forgetting his name right now. He used to be on the Niners. I'll get there in a second.
Okay.
The tight end and the tight end class itself, Delanie Walker. The tight end class itself is somewhat strong-ish this year, so it's not they need to rush to it. David Njoku, he's not bad. You can get him maybe early second if you really wanted a tight end. I don't think you need one right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think it's a good spot for them to move back.
Yeah, you had Corey Davis going at 12 in that trade with the. Not Corey Davis, Mike Williams.
From Clemson.
Oh, okay. I have Corey Davis.
I have Corey Davis going later in the first.
I have him going 19th in the second original spot for the Titans.
I have Corey Davis going, as I look real quick.
Yeah, I got Corey Davis going to the Titans at 19.
I have him going 21 to Dan at Detroit.
Okay, because we didn't do any trades in our mock draft.
This is the only one I did. I just did that one. My brother asked the night before. He goes, "You guys doing trades?" And I had been seeing that kind of played around idea, and I really liked that idea. I think any Browns fan would be happy with that because you're gonna have the fans that want a quarterback at 1, and you're gonna have the football fans that know that more than likely, as of right now, it looks like Myles Garrett is obviously a perennial guy that's gonna be like a future All Pro. You know,
right.
I mean? So he would be the pick for anybody outside of that organization that hates the Browns and knows like they're stupid and they're going to mess us up somehow, right? So there's that, and then there's the fans that obviously want a quarterback. If you come back and still get him there, fans are going to be happy.
So,
and then they don't have to worry about anything for the rest of the day.
Let's just say.
Except for watching the better teams in the division.
Let's
get
just say.
Players.
What if the Browns pass on Myles Garrett? What if?
I'll be disappointed in them, and I'll be disappointed in their coach for letting that happen.
Hugh Jackson
for, because I mean he knows better than I feel like to pull the switch on a quarterback too early. I feel like he should know better at least. So that would disappoint.
Hugh Jackson's in a very tough spot because I think this is his second, third year as a coach.
This will be his second season going
okay.
in.
Okay. Yeah. Because he's in a tough spot right now because honestly, I think they should wait to get a quarterback probably later in the draft. And
I definitely think there's quarterbacks around.
Exactly.
Davis Webb apparently is picking up a lot of steam.
And not only that, he might be a late first-round pick.
Yeah, people are starting to say that.
Hugh Jackson's in a very tough spot because if he doesn't get a quarterback soon, he might be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I think they understand what they gave him, you know?
Right.
It's not like they gave him a Super Bowl-ready team and the guys got the first pick, you know? They gave him a team that almost had the first pick last season and now has the first pick. Like, he's got some work to do. It's kind of like with the 49ers and Shanahan. They gave him 6 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're not going to – he may not make it full 6 years, but at the very least, like
– Give him a three or four.
Give him three or four to at least start get something moving.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right. So we all agree that the Browns should take Myles Garrett one. And I actually think they're going to take Mitchell Trubisky with their second pick no matter what. If he's there.
Well, what if he stays at 12 and he gets picked,
there's a variety of ways they can go. I think
they go another quarterback?
I can see them possibly going another quarterback. I see him going with O.J. Howard. I can see them going with another defensive player.
I personally don't think O.J. Howard gets out of the top 10 just because there are teams there that could use a tight
end. It was hard for me to put him in the top 10.
I wouldn't be surprised. Again, I put him in the Jets. I wouldn't be surprised if the Titans picked him.
I have him going to Tampa Bay. In my mock draft, all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the thing with Tampa Bay is they have Cameron Brate, and he's producing enough at a point where he's not making a lot of money to where you're like, hey, do we really want to draft a first-round tight end that's going to be making more money than him and probably come in maybe not as the starter? Because, I mean, he was productive in a fantasy sense, sure, but, I mean, dude, I mean, that's still making production.
You can never give your quarterback too many weapons.
Yeah, like somebody mocked David Njoku, the tight end, I think Miami.
Yeah.
I almost have him going
to the
Miami.
Steelers.
Yeah.
No, somebody mocked him to the Steelers. And I'm like, I get, like, his reasoning was Mike Tomlin always goes best available when he can. True, but he goes best available in a sense of what they need.
Right.
You know, like, oh, what about David DeCastro? We needed offensive lineman when we got him. You know, the last four picks have been defensive players. We needed best available defensive players. They just conditionally reinstated Martavis Bryant. One would assume he's back. So you have him. You have Brown. You still have, we'll see, you know, as healthy, you have Green. We'll see. Bell. You have Eli Rogers, who came on late last year.
Right.
You got Sammy Coates, who finally his hand is healed up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarcus Ayers came on late. Believe me, I love weapons as a Steelers fan. But even the three, you know, Ben and Brown, Bell, and Bryant, like, that's still a good amount. Like,
yeah.
I'm not trying to go offense first round.
I had the Steelers going defense with Gary and Conley, quarterback.
I think Conley's dropping out of the first round.
It was tough for me to put him in there because of what he's going through right now. But I think if any team is going to take a chance on him, it'll be the Steelers.
The Steelers have always been really, really good at avoiding those kind of things. And again, whether these rape allegations are true or false, you know, they're being said to be false, and there's being said that there's people that are, you know, corroborating that and have signed things and everything. I'm not going to get into it. Hopefully, obviously, if it's true, I hope this guy doesn't play football ever.
Right.
If it's untrue, you know, that's horrible to happen to him right before the draft, but it's going to make him fall no matter what.
Yeah, because still out there.
Yeah, and it's 2 days before the draft. I mean, there's still so much information you can't gather. So I think he'll go second or third round, only because then a team is justifying not spending a first-round pick on him in case, you know, this guy's lying to their face. You know? Again, I really hope it's not true, and he's been adamant it's not. But, I mean, if guys like Reuben Foster and Jabril Peppers might drop because of diluted samples, not even necessarily for sure positive samples, then this is a little bigger than that.
Yeah.
So, I understand that pick. I really do. I think he would be a first-round pick if this didn't happen, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting first round to watch. It's probably the most intriguing I can remember.
Oh, I love it.
It's going to be
it's
going to be surprising. Yeah. This is the most unknown draft I've ever win or going to witness in my life.
All right, are
we going to take our first break, and when we return, we're going to discuss trades that we would like to see, and we're going to talk about probably the best available. Well, later on the show, we'll get into our best names.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
that. We're going to get into all that when we return to Guns to Me Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back to Guns to Me Concepts Football Podcast. We're here in our NFL Draft special here. We got our former co-host, Alex.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we had a real good convo about Fast and Furious movies. And for some reason, we had a segue going talking about the Browns. I don't know how that happened, but it happened.
Because Dwayne The Rock Johnson could start on the Browns today.
He probably could. You know, he what's his logo? The one that, what's his new saying that he came back? Was it Boots? Don't worry. I'll tell you. It's blank. All right. I don't mean to sound stupid. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, we're going to talk about trades that we would like to see. And there's a lot of trades that I want to see. You talked about one earlier.
Yeah. So I talked about the Browns coming back to 5 and trading with the Titans coming back from 12 to 5. And there's a few more I could see happening.
Yeah. One I think could happen. And excuse realistically me. Happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Niners trading the number 2 pick.
Okay.
Yeah, one I think that could happen is they trade that number 2 pick to the Washington Professional Football Team.
So you guys don't call them by their name here?
Professional. Are they a professional team? Do they play in Washington?
So do I call the Chargers the Los Angeles Professional Football Team?
I mean, no one cares about them in Los Angeles. So you
could just call them the Los Angeles Chargers of San Diego. I call the Raiders the Las Vegas Raiders of Oakland.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Anyways, so you have the Niners trading their pick.
I could see the Niners doing that.
Kirk Cousins, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I think I can see that happening. But I can see them trading down to get more picks. Because, you know, with that number 2 pick, that's such an unknown mystery. You know, a lot of people have in the mock drafts getting Solomon Thomas. Some people have been getting Jamal Adams. There's a lot of players that are available right there. I don't know if they're in love with any one player at that spot. There's other mock drafts that have the Niners taking Leonard Fournette. I don't know how that will work in a Kyle Shanahan offense. So there's a variety of ways they can go. I do think the most logical thing they should do is trade down and get some more picks.
Well, yeah, especially number 2, like, at least one of the quarterbacks is going to be available. One of the two that people think are going to go high. So at that point, you can just say, we're not going to win next year. Like, we're not going to sniff the playoffs next year. So we might as well get as many picks and just, like, basically make it a, you know, law of averages thing. If it's like, if we take 10 picks, maybe one or two of them are going to be really good. I could also see the Jets being the Jets and just basically deciding, like, we need a quarterback and trading up to the Niners or the Browns or, you know, maybe even like one or two picks, whatever it is, to go to the Titans and basically just say, like, I want to take this quarterback here because he's still available. Basically, I can see the Jets trading anywhere in the top 5 just so that way they can get their quarterback that they think is good, whether it's Watson or Trubisky or, you know, whoever they want to take up there.
You know what I want to see? And I feel like we see it every year because they don't draft anybody worthwhile until at least the 3rd round. Is I want to see the Seahawks go out of the 1st round again. Let somebody come in. You know, maybe somebody come in late in the 1st round for a quarterback or something, you know.
That could happen, actually. Yeah.
It happened last year. Not for a quarterback, but people trade with the Seahawks all the time. The Seahawks are like, we don't even like first round picks. Take it.
And remember, there's one team that doesn't have a first and second round pick. You know who that team is?
I'm sure you could tell me.
New England Patriots. I can see them trading back
because
in there.
They lost it.
Yeah.
I can see them trading back in.
They trade back in the first round and get somebody like a Adams or someone like that, just some like freak player.
And maybe
just keep doing what they did the whole offseason.
Right. This may be the day we see Malcolm Butler traded as well. So.
Well, apparently that's not going to happen.
Yeah, you don't know. You know how the Patriots are.
Well, he signed his tender, so they at least don't have to give up a first round pick for him.
Okay. Right.
I mean, obviously they'll be like, hey, still give us a first round
pick. Right.
Well, you know.
And they like I could see, like they were talking about trading the 12th pick with them to the Browns because they wanted to get a quarterback, so that could still happen. And if that,
but apparently Garoppolo's not available this year.
No,
but you know whom is available and could, I don't think will happen, but could induce, you know, incite a trade, is the Bengals are saying that AJ McCarron's available, but for at least a first round pick.
At least
that's
the
a
first
little pricey
round
for
pick.
Me
that
for
is.
A guy that's only played in a handful of games and right. Yes, did look good, but still.
That is a little too high for me.
He didn't
well.
Even look that good, though, in Alabama, though.
No, he was a game manager.
I liked him there.
I liked him at Alabama, but he was more of a game manager.
Yeah, he knows how to play with a good defense behind him.
Yeah.
Right.
He limited turnovers, and he played well.
And if he gets traded to, like, Houston, I guess maybe he could do stuff, again, with a great defense, something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he could do something like that. Then you still have quarterbacks who are still unsigned, like a Jay Cutler, something like that. Who knows where he goes? But he's probably going to get picked up by somebody.
If I don't think he should, and I don't think he would go to the Niners, but if he was signed with the Niners would literally have the depth chart, the quarterback depth chart of the Bears.
I know. They would.
They already have Hoyer, and they already have
Matt Barkley,
who were the two and three from Chicago last year. They would just need to cut them on them out.
I don't know if that will happen, though. I think.
Oh, I'm not saying it should.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But that would be hilarious.
It's just like we're taking all of them.
We're just going to be the Bears this year.
Right.
Let's just be
and
the
not
Bears.
Like the Bears of like 2005. Like the Bears of now when they were Bears.
Yeah, let's get Rex Grossman.
Right. I mean, he was fine.
Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl.
He was fine.
Bowl.
Was he not
fine? Rex Grossman went to a hey.
Yeah, so
do you want me to read you his Super Bowl stats?
Rex Grossman went to a Super Bowl. Put some respect on his name.
So did Trent Dilfer.
So did
Brad
Johnson.
Yeah, put some respect on his name.
Brad Johnson.
Put some respect on his name.
So did Manning the last year of his career.
Yeah, and he got, so he
Colin,
got wheeled in there.
So did Colin Kaepernick. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah, but he did good that year.
We're not getting into that.
No, we're not getting into that.
He's just like, no.
All right, we're not getting into that segue here. Okay. But I had to name drop that name.
If anybody listens to this show any, like, kind of frequently, you'll know that Jeremiah just gets on Kaepernick and doesn't get off.
He likes
that Kaepernick train. Yeah.
What?
He likes
He's just
Cap.
A hater on Cap, man.
Because I think it good sucks. Not like he's a person, like he's a fine person, but I think his football sucks.
I think he's good enough to be a starter.
No, he's good enough to be a player.
He can
yeah,
be
CFL.
He's a 32nd best quarterback in the league.
That doesn't mean you start.
Yep.
There's 32 teams in the league.
You can be the 20th best, and you can be on a team that doesn't mean you start.
Like, how good is Blake Bortles? Is he like the 25th? He's awful.
Mm. He's a like 30. He is a 33rd best
No, he's not the 33rd
the
best no. quarterback. No.
So you're telling me his backup, Chad Henne, is better than him?
I don't think any quarterback on that team is good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's move on here. And speaking of quarterbacks, there's a lot available this year in the draft. We talked about Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. It's still weird saying that name, Mitchell Trubisky.
I say Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
I've heard of Mitchell a lot lately, so I guess Mitchell's the way to go.
Mitchell Trubisky. And, you know, he's – well, you know, Thomas Shea and Mel Kiper actually had Trubisky going first overall in their mock draft today on ESPN.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
No,
I don't like that. And then, you know, you got Deshaun Watson there. And then, you know, you got guys like Patrick Mahomes, who I am a huge fan of. You got Deshaun Kaiser as well. Brad Kaya of Miami. There's a lot of quarterbacks.
I like Brad Kaya.
I do, too. I like
late.
I like Brad Kaya, too. I think he's a good.
I think he's got prototypical size.
Yeah, I think he'd be a good value pick.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably get him from the third round on, so yeah.
Right.
As a Steeler fan, I know they're probably going to have to draft a quarterback at some point this year. I wouldn't be upset if he was drafted. Because I know they're not going to have to reach for him.
I kind of want the Niners to pick up Brad Kaya, actually. I wouldn't, yeah.
Okay.
Have him develop under Kyle Shanahan.
Who's going to teach him?
Kyle Shanahan.
Brian Hoyer.
Kyle Shanahan. Shut up, man.
Kyle Shanahan can play quarterback. They need a quarterback to actually show him what to do.
Yeah, before we get into the quarterbacks being taken, I told him, I would tell you.
Uh-huh.
My perfect scenario for the Niners is, because Jeremiah said maybe trading with the Washington team, and you guys want me to say it, and he's like, maybe getting Kirk Cousins. I said, listen, man, trade back all you want. I think next year, when you're not going to win very many games this year. No. Six, seven games maybe. Play the season with Hoyer. Whatever. Yeah. Next year, when Kirk Cousins is a free agent, he already said he would love to go play for Kyle Shanahan again.
Or get one of the quarterbacks we all think is going to come out next year.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, don't do a draft pick on him. Unless it's like first for first and you get him, then that's whatever. You're moving back to when are they like 14 or whatever. Like, whatever.
No, I think the professional football team in Washington picked 17 this year. You hate
that's still
that.
Not too far back. You know what I mean? That's,
you hate how we have that.
I'll just tell you right now that I would not have been doing that if I had been here still.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have.
I would have called them by their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't. We don't like it. We're protesting that. We're silent. We're on our Kaepernick thing right now.
Say it's not a silent protest.
It's not a silent.
If you say their name other than what their name
is. If we say it longer than what the actual name is, the professional football team, yeah.
Just that's a them, protest,
just
okay?
Call them, just call them Washington.
No, yeah, we'll call them Washington professional football team for now.
Okay.
Okay. But anyways, I forgot what we're talking about. We're talking about quarterbacks. Talking about quarterbacks. Okay. So, you know, we have Mitch Trubisky there. I think he's going to go to the Browns. It's just...
I do too, but not at number one.
I hope he doesn't go number one because...
He's not making a pass number two, though.
No,
that's the thing.
He's not.
Because you think the Niners are going to take him?
No, I don't. Well, either the Niners or they'll trade with somebody. We saw that last year with the quarterbacks.
Who wants him that bad,
Jets.
Though.
I think the Jets want... They
Jets are dumb.
Want a quarterback.
The Jets do dumb stuff. Or you'll have something like Houston where they'll just like freak out and they'll be like, oh, take our third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth pick.
Whoa.
Like all of our picks. They just want to get
There's
a quarterback.
Not even 10 rounds.
I understand. That's fine. Take the picks from next year. I don't care. The point is.
What's that John Cena movie, 12 rounds?
I don't watch John Cena movies except for Daddy's Home because I didn't know he was in it.
He was in Daddy's Home?
I didn't know he was in that. Yeah, he was.
At the very end, his ex-wife then gets a husband, so it's like he's now in the scenario that Will Ferrell is in.
Yeah, okay. I think he's going to be on the sequel, actually.
Well, yeah, they planned it for the sequel.
All right. Well, anyways,
but no, I think that the Jets basically could do it, or the Texans, or some team like that wants a quarterback. We saw that last year; like the top two quarterbacks got taken, and because teams freak out and they're like, "Oh, we need a quarterback," but what if they're not good? Nah, quarterback.
I have Mahomes going to Houston at 23 or whatever they are.
But he's not anywhere near like starter level, right now at least.
But,
so like,
but what them taking him there justifies still your theory on them
wanting a quarterback and freaking out,
and still taking one that maybe I think is reaching a bit.
All right, I have to ask this question: how many quarterbacks do you think are going to first round?
I have three. I have Mitch Trubisky, Deshaun Watson, and Mahomes.
We have four.
I would say you're three. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had an Armad draft yesterday. If you guys were listening, and we have Deshaun Watson going 6. Mm. We have Mitchell Trubisky going 12. Patrick Mahomes going to 13 to the Cardinals. And then we had Deshaun Kizer going 27 to the Kansas City Chiefs. So we have 4.
You have Trubisky. No, so you don't think Trubisky makes the best 2, but you have Trubisky at 12.
I don't think now it is. I think basically as this thing gets closer on, I think teams start to freak out and they just want to get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think like as this day goes on, they'll freak out more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think eventually they'll probably take him in the top 2 or 3, something like that.
Okay.
Kizer probably, he might go at the end of the draft or he might like fall out. That's just kind of random. It's just like, okay. Yeah.
He's either going to be a late first round or early second
round. Right, because by the time the second round starts, you've had like a full day. Like every team has had like a full day to like think about it.
So. I've seen some mock drafts mock him to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I don't have anything against the kid, but I'll flip my desk over the quarterback in the first round.
Well, the head coach he had before didn't like him basically coming into the draft either, so that's not exactly high praise.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, so. Brian Kelly, his former coach at Notre Dame, thought he should have stayed in school.
A lot of people thought he should stay in school. But, yeah, so, you know, I have Trubisky where I have him.
Mm-hmm.
I have at 20, where are you? At 25, I have Mahomes going to Houston, and I have Watson going to 27 and going to Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah, I think Kansas City needs a quarterback. They're not going to get anything done with Alex Smith.
And I think they're going to get what they've been getting with
him.
I think he gets them, and I love Alex Smith, but I think he gets them to the level that they've been at, and I think that's kind of where
his
career, unfortunately, is going to kind of plateau.
I don't think he's going to have to go to the Super Bowl.
I definitely think with the Niners team that went to the Super Bowl, I think he very much could have just as well as Kaepernick taken the Super Bowl.
I think
they could even won the Super Bowl.
That was an all-star team.
The reason I think they played a little bit better that year is because they had more offensive output from the quarterback position as opposed to Alex Smith. Yes, you know, we even saw in the playoffs year before the way he played against the Saints, you know, 300 yards passing, he had that great running touchdown, you know, that whole hook left kind of run down the sideline thing. You know, he produced, but obviously Kaepernick, when he was playing at the highest level he played, brought a different you know, tier to the position between running and throwing. So I don't know if he would necessarily won that Super Bowl, but I think he definitely had the potential. I mean, again, Rex Grossman played in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, put some respect allowed. On his name, man.
Nope.
Okay. Okay, we had one. Before we go to our last break, Alex, I got to put one scenario by you. This is something that we kind of had discussed a couple months ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alex Smith, starter of the quarterback of Kansas City.
Yes.
What if, this is a big if, what if Alex Smith gets hurt again, get a concussion, they have to get a quarterback. Who would they get? They're going to get a guy that's been sitting on the couch, very hungry. That guy is Colin Kaepernick. It's Colin Kaepernick who replaces Alex Smith twice. There's a lot of dead air.
I don't think he's a fit for that team whatsoever.
I don't think he's a fit for that city. You're going to put Colin Kaepernick in the middle of America? That's not going to go well. Like, that's not.
And as much as there's progressive, man. And as much as I'm progressive, and you, the two of you and I obviously all agree that what he did isn't necessarily a bad thing. There's a lot of people in that town. Shoot, there's a lot of people in San Francisco that didn't agree with them.
Right, in San Francisco.
San Francisco's the most forward-thinking place.
Right.
Probably, yeah, it's the most liberal city in America.
Yeah, like you, yeah, that's not going to go anywhere that's not like the West Coast or Minnesota, basically. Like, if you're going to try and, like, put him in any other place, that's not going to go well.
Yeah, and I think that's just, that's the blind world that we live in.
Like, if you try to put him in the Texans.
So blind.
Like, if you can put him in the Texans.
Texans, no, we can't. No,
you're
going to
put him in Houston?
He can't go to Houston, no.
He's going to die.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, like.
He'll die.
So, like, that makes his options really small of teams to actually go to.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, we should probably take our last break. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay, when we return, we're going to discuss our biggest steals potentially in the draft and our best names this year. And this is going to be a fun segment. All right. We're going to have that here at the Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast. This is our NFL Draft Special, a.k.a. one-year anniversary show. We have Alex here joining us. He used to be the host here. We started this bad boy together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a...
How's it feeling being in the number one chair nowadays?
I've been in the number one chair.
Moved into my chair.
I've been in the number one chair forever. Well, ever since
after
you...
After I left.
Ever since you left.
And my question is, how does it feel now?
It doesn't feel like any different.
You went from red to blue, though.
That is true, though. That is true.
You went from a bad color to a good color.
I like red.
I love blue.
I like blue, too.
Don't agree with
me. Are you a crip?
No, my eyes are blue. Actually, my eyes change color. They're hazel.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I wear green, they get green. If I wear blue, they get blue. If I wear gray, they get purplish.
That'd be kind of fun.
It's cool looking.
The purple thing kind of be freaky, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, let's get going here. We're just getting into way too deep into colors. All right. Well, we're going to talk about our...
me a bit.
All right. We're going to talk about some players who might be some value picks and some steals in the draft. And I'm going to name a couple players that won't be taken in the first round. At least I don't think they will be. But they could be really good second or third round picks. So do you guys want to share any names out there?
So
go ahead.
All right. Well, here's the thing. It's all – this depends on your morality, right? Because Joe Mixon's probably not going to be taken in the first round.
You hate him, huh?
I don't like anything about Joe Mixon.
You don't like him as a running back or you don't like him as a dude?
Dude.
Okay. No, fair. No. Fair enough.
I don't like him. I don't like him as a person either.
But,
be fair, I never met the guy.
But that's what I'm also saying. Like with the morality thing, what you're going to do with that? Because if you think he has basically changed or whatever, and if that was a one-off, and basically he's a different dude now and remorseful and everything else, then him as a running back, you know, is a value. If you think he's basically the next version of Greg Hardy, then it's not, because then he's going to be out of the league in a year or two, because basically they're going to shun him out, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But as far as just like what he can do actually on the field, like really, really good. But we saw with the video, like, you know, he's not going to be in the first round, because how are you going to play that PR-wise to the fans, right? Like, yeah, you can do this and still be a first-round pick. Like, there's going to be those people that are going to be mad at him for the rest of his career because yep. clearly the video.
Yeah, yeah. I have Joe Mixon as one of my steals this draft as well. I think he's a first-round talent, but he's not going to go in the first round. I read reports of him maybe falling out of the draft, but that, to me, that's just impossible. I do think he's just too good of a talent to pass up in the draft at all. He's going to get to a team. People are not going to like it. Some people are going to love it. Well, I should say love it, but some people are going to like it.
Right.
Joe Mixon is going to be one of those players that's going to have – he's going to have a lot of people against him throughout his whole career. This whole career. So I do think
– good.
And then no matter – I think whether he plays good or not, people are going to hate him no matter what.
Yeah.
But I do think a team that potentially takes him – could get real good value for him on the field.
You have to have, like, a good team around him, though. And I don't mean a good team, like, you have to have a good quarterback or offensive line. I mean, you have to have a good, like, organization. Like, you have to be, like, the Steelers or the Giants or something like that.
People that don't take that stuff, they'll cut you, you know, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. But if you go to, like, the Jets, that could just be...
Well, you shouldn't be in that town anyway.
Well, yeah.
Even though it's so weird to me that the difference between the Jets and the Giants...
Right.
Even though they're in the same town, is so weird to me.
Yeah. Like, one of them's, like, the adult... You know,
one of them's the big brother and one of them's the little brother.
Yeah, one of them's the brother that, you know, went to law school, has a good, you know, job, everything else like that. The other brother, basically.
Rob Gronkowski is a football team.
Yeah, but Rob Gronkowski is at least successful. Like, the other one, the Jets are Johnny Manziel. Like, basically, you had stuff and then it went south.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
yeah, don't drop the J-bomb on Alex here.
Like,
God.
All right, we're getting back to Joe Mixon here. I think he might be the best running back in the draft overall.
Nope. I'll tell you two players I think are steals that are better than him. I don't think he's necessarily a steal, but I think he's going to drop a little bit just because of the running back aspect of this round. I think Dalvin Cook's going to make a team very happy. Mm-hmm. I think I personally am going to Tampa Bay. I think they're like 18th or 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like his name. I assume you guys know him. Samaji Perine.
The Oklahoma Joe Mixon's teammate
in
Oklahoma.
I personally like him because he's a change of pace guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I think a team can get him, you know, like later in the rounds, I'm sure. And I think he'll be a good steal. And then Tyus Bowser, he's one of my so we'll use him to transit, since we all said steals. We'll use him to – actually, I'll go him last. Tim Williams, I think, is going to drop because of his off-the-field stuff. But as far as we know, we'll see how soon he's drafted, if that's been, you know, shored up with teams. But I think he's a very talented pass rusher. And I think if he can obviously cool down some of the stuff that he did off – you know, some stupid stuff that kids do, I think – he could, you know, be a very overall, you know, good value pick for somebody. And then even like Ardarius Stewart, who's a receiver from Alabama, I think he's a guy that could be a good late pick for, you know, good value. But Tyus Bowser, so he's moving up a bit. He's a linebacker from Houston. You know, I think he can go in the second round, but I've seen people even show him at the first round. You know?
Right.
I think he could be a good value pick, but we can use that when you're done with what you're saying to go into our favorite names, because Tyus Bowser, come
Bowser.
On.
Yeah, we'll get into
play
that.
Yes.
No, a value pick, I think someone that can be a steal is Sidney Jones out of Washington. Remember, he got hurt in his pro day.
I like him.
Yeah, I think he was projected to be a first-round talent, but I think he slipped.
Yeah. I was going to go along the same lines and do the easy answer and go with – we just talked about the corner, Conley. I was going to say same concept, because I feel like he's going to drop. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you on him out of Washington, too. You know, he's somebody that he got hurt, unfortunately, late, and kind of probably going to hurt his chances.
Speaking of somebody from Washington, Ross, you know, he's...
John Ross, yeah.
He's got an injury right now, so he's probably going to drop a little bit.
I have him going to the Eagles.
Yeah, so he could be somebody that if he drops low enough, I mean, we see how fast the dude is. You know, and how well he did in Washington. I think he could be somebody that, you know, depending how much he actually drops, could be a good value.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I haven't gone to the Eagles. And then same concept, Reuben Foster, if he drops anything further than I'm personally
sample.
For me, like 12 or 13, mm-hmm. like I think any team from there is obviously, again, that's like.
And more Peppers, yeah.
Exactly,
goes, yeah.
I think, but I think more so for sure Reuben,
mm-hmm.
even with his injury things, I think if he drops, I think they're still going to get a great player for where they end up getting him.
Right.
Peppers too. I'm very like, I don't know about Peppers. Not like I think he's gonna be bad. Like, there's just so much I don't know about Peppers.
Right.
You know, people have mocked him at 30, and I was like, at the Steelers, I was like, I would be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was parts of me early on where I was like, no, no, thank you. So I don't know how I'd feel about it. I probably wouldn't be upset.
I had Peppers going to the Cowboys.
I am going to the Cowboys too. Yeah. Up top, bang.
There you go.
Yeah.
I finally agree on something. Finally.
Never mind. Change my mind.
All right. Well, all right. Now let's get to our segment that we've been waiting all day to do.
Okay. Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have a lot.
This is going to be our top funny names of the draft. There's a lot of them out
there. My number one has been the number one since I found out this guy's name last year.
I think you're going to take mine.
Forrest Lamp.
No. Okay. That's a good one.
That's Forrest Lamp. He's a guard out of Western Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
He's been. I'll leave some of the more obvious ones because I don't want to steal yours. So Forrest Lamp, and then there's a few guys I like. Alvin Kamara. He sounds like a magician to me.
He does.
Alvin Kamara. I like Chidobe Awuzie. He's a cornerback from Colorado. Obi Melifonwu. He's a safety from Connecticut.
That's one of my favorite names. Yeah,
yeah. Taco Charlton, obviously.
Taco Charlton, yeah.
And then there's I like obviously Juju Smith-Schuster. That's always a fun name to say. And then this one, because I don't know how to say it. Tano, T-A-N-O-H.
Sure.
And then Passignon, I think. It's K-P-A-S-S-A-G-N-O-N. He's a D-end out of Villanova.
I hope he does well, so that way you could, like, you know, announcers just look at him just like...
Ted Passignon!
Yeah,
that's what I think it is. And then, obviously, like I said, Tyus Bowser.
Right.
Damonte Kazi is a fun name to say out of San Diego State, which reminds me also, guys, we were talking about people going late that could be a steal. I forget the guy's name right now. I think not Pumphrey. The running back out of San Diego State, the little.
That's
dude.
Donald Pumphrey.
That's Pumphrey. Yeah. So yeah, sorry, I said another guy earlier, didn't I? That's I met him too though. But
you said Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, him.
Who
too.
I think is a really great back actually.
Yeah. But I think yeah. No, sorry, I said Samaje Perine.
Oh
I like
yeah,
steal,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I do. We'll see about. We'll see about the San Diego State kid.
Mm.
All right.
So you took a few with Charlton.
Those are the obvious ones, yeah.
Yeah, the Lamp. And also somebody who I heard, you know, a while back. And like when you heard the name, like I think the first time I ever heard it was, you know, is he actually in the draft? He might not be in the draft.
It's okay if he isn't. We'll still accept it.
I feel like he is. I'm going to say that he is. Jake Butt.
Yeah, Butt is. He hurt it. He's a guy that might be a steal, too, because he tore his ACL near the end of last year. That's an obvious. I completely forgot about Butt.
Yeah. I heard like Scott Van Pelt one time. I'm like, what, that's his actual name? Wait, what?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he's pretty good, actually. It's not like he's just someone who has like a funny name. Like, no, he's going to be, you know, if he didn't get injured or whatever.
If he can get over the injury he had, mm-hmm. He could be one of those guys that had a great like start to his college career and then ended and kind of fizzled out and then didn't really have a career, you know?
Right.
But he could obviously be the complete opposite. He could be a guy that gets over this and could be that relates really good to a steal. He could be a huge steal.
Yeah.
He'll probably go like between the third and the sixth round, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
All right. I have a couple of names here.
Okay.
My favorite name. Well,
it's
you
okay to say Forrest Lamp again.
You said one of my favorite names, right? Obi Melifonwu.
Yeah.
You said Jake Butt, who is a tight end. Taco Charlton, Forrest Lamp.
Can we just hold on. Can we just go back really quick?
What?
he knows. Alex knows. What position does Jake Butt play?
Tight end.
There it is.
All right,
so move on.
All right. My favorite name, we haven't mentioned him. His father is actually Torrey Hunter, a baseball player from the Twins.
Yeah, I knew that.
Money Hunter.
Yeah.
That's really good, actually.
Money Hunter. He played for Arkansas State.
Yeah.
So that's like one of my names. Exactly.
Money Hunter.
Like, if you date a girl named Money Hunter, like, I feel like
you should have
like,
known better.
Like, you deserve whatever comes after that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, did you not?
So did the parents, if they named. Offense to Torrey Hunter's kid.
Right.
Like, I feel like that might be like a nickname kind of thing. Kind of like, there's a guy in the draft that I think Tre'Davious goes by something else. I don't know. But there's a guy that goes by something else, and then they've been calling him by his legal name in the draft stuff. He's like, that's not my name.
And what else you got? One of my favorite names, Corn Elder.
Wow. Yes, I forgot about Miami.
Corn Elder from Miami. Yeah.
I like Takaris McKinley a lot, just because that's such a cool-sounding name.
It does sound cool, yeah.
It's like, remember a few years ago, Whitney Merciless?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's on the Houston Texans now.
Right.
Like, that just sounds like a football name. For some reason, to me, Takaris McKinley sounds like a football name.
Well, also, he said, like, Barcavius Mingo.
That's just a weird name, dude.
But that's, like, something that's just, like, it sounds intimidating.
That's like a Key and Peele name.
Marquette, yes. It does sound like one of those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like all these are Key and Peele names in the East-West game.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Forrest Lamp.
Forrest Lamp.
I liked Forrest Lamp so much because, like, the immature part of me is like, Forrest Lamp. There's no lamps in the forest. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, that's a cool name, but it's, like, a weird name.
I just imagine whoever takes them, they're just going to hold up a bunch of Anchorman stuff in the crowd. Like, there's just
gonna
be a
love
bunch
Lamp.
Of, like, signs.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that.
Really never,
yet.
You never thought about that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I just imagine people just holding up signs of Brick Tamlin on the stands just the entire time.
I don't see with me. I'll look at the prospects I want,
mm-hmm.
and then the ones that are good, like, I'll know about them. But if I don't want them to go to the Steelers or anything like that, like, I won't do extra thinking of them.
Right.
So I haven't thought of Forrest Lamp anything more than like, him as a guard and then
right.
his name.
Mm-hmm.
But being four slams, but I love that.
Right. I got perfect. I got a couple names for you guys. I got Fish Smithson in Kansas. I got Weston Steelhammer Air Force.
Weston Steelhammer.
That sounds like someone who owns a yacht.
Wesley
and I got and I got Chunky Clemens from Illinois.
Chunky
Clemens.
What?
No. Wait, what's
That's
Chunky's
a name?
First? Like
Chunky Clemens. His real name is Gerard or Jared, whatever. But still. That's quite a nickname.
Do you want to know my? He's about to be a freshman, so unfortunately he's not in this draft.
Right.
I hope one day he is. But this is my favorite football name as of right now. The kid's name is Kobe Buffalo Meat.
What?
Kobe spelled like Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Yes.
Buffalo Meat.
Yes.
How it? I have follow up.
He's going to Illinois State.
Right.
He's one of their top recruits this year.
Uh huh.
He is his last name is Native American, obviously. He said his family is Choctaw, Cherokee, and Cheyenne Arapaho.
Okay.
And although his siblings named are Samantha and Anthony.
Sure.
As it turns out, he was named after Kobe Bryant,
right.
who entered the NBA only a few years after Buffalo Meat was born. Nicknames also come with the territory. People call him Buff and Beef, while his high school coach in Lawrence, Kansas, just calls him Meat. I don't know what I think he's a lineman.
Okay.
He's a big kid. So he's an offensive lineman, I believe. But his name is Kobe Buffalo Meat.
And speaking
all
of
one word, Buffalo Meat.
Speaking of former athletes
that's not bad.
That have names. There's also
former athletes that have names.
Okay.
There is a
well, I meant to say like athletes that have other athletes' names.
Like Shaq Thompson, stuff like that.
There's a safety in Cincinnati. Named Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Real quick, too, I just want to mention, like, his name's Kobe Buffalo Meat. His brother and sister are still named Anthony Buffalo Meat and, Samantha Buffalo Meat. Like, those are still their names. So,
right.
Kobe's not the weird part. It's Buffalo Meat.
Right, yeah.
Which is, I mean, I understand.
Oh, that's the full last name.
That's their last name.
Oh, I thought Buffalo was the middle name for some reason.
No, his full last name is Buffalo Meat.
Makes,
yeah, all
makes,
one word.
Okay.
Real quick, before we go, you mentioned Shaq Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, I love Shaq Thompson. Haven't
right.
played in the same area as him and everything.
Yeah.
But I was reading a Shaquille O'Neal thing,
mm-hmm.
and it was a little post, and it was from a video called Thoughts from Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, he goes, I can't sign letters anymore. And he goes, love Shaq. He goes, the B-52s ruined it for me because of the song Love Shaq, you know? So I thought that was pretty. Shaq's a funny guy. He fell again on the.
No.
On
Did
the
he
NBA.
Fall
he fell again?
Yes.
He tried to get up super quick, and the wire caught his foot, and he fell down.
Oh, man.
And he, like, yanked something off the table.
Oh, of course he did.
He's just too
man,
he's
still, like, Shaq 500 pounds. Like, he's taking everything down when he falls.
I just told you I had gotten a new bed this week,
mm-hmm.
California King. That's a goal. That was a goal of mine, but the dream is to have a bed the size of Shaq's.
Oh, my God.
I could live in that. That's bigger than my room.
Yeah, that's.
I could live in that bed. Like, full time.
That was, yeah. Like, yeah. I remember that picture where it was, like, either it was him in the picture or somebody else.
I think it was, like, one of his ex-wives or something. Little tiny one.
And it just showed, like, the
person.
Well,
they're all tiny.
I mean, comparatively. She was, like, 5'4".
Oh, okay.
But it was, like, comparative to the bed. It was, like, if you took, like, a little tiny section, like, 1/15 of the bed, and it was just, like, this is where you are, and, like, the rest of the bed.
Yeah, he has them privately, or, like, sorry, not privately. He has them made for him.
Right.
Specifically.
Well, Shaq has had quite a year. You know, he had a beef with JaVale McGee.
He still has a beef with JaVale.
He still has it.
JaVale just understandably is just like mad at him all the time.
Hey,
and you got
Shaq be Shaq, baby.
And you got Charles Barkley having beef with LeVar Ball, but everyone has beef with
who
LeVar
doesn't
Ball.
Have beef yeah. with that crazy man?
I like him. I think he's cool.
I hate that guy.
But, you know, we talked about Kobe Bryant a little briefly.
No, talked about Kobe Buffalo meat.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about Kobe Bryant. You know, he is retired, obviously, for about a year now. Mm-hmm. I saw him on Jimmy Fallon the other night. And I guess he was on there because he's promoting a animated short film that he made.
Yeah, he's like not a bad director.
Yeah, so it's called Dear Basketball, which I'm really excited to see.
It's called Dear Basketball?
Yeah, it's based on like that poem he wrote. Or
he should get Kobe Buffalo me to be honest.
No, but on that episode, he did slam poetry, and the poetry was on the show Family Matters and the Steve Urkel character. It was great. It is on YouTube. It was on YouTube. I recommend to watch it. Kobe does not stop. The hustle goes on.
Have you ever seen that video? It was a commercial he did for Nike. And he goes, are you the same beast and a different animal?
Oh,
and
Kanye that's the one like, what the hell does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
What are you talking about, Kobe Bryant? Yeah. He goes, what system. Does he mean? And he goes, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And then people are clapping. He goes, what does he mean? I love that video.
Yeah, those commercials were the best.
I love those commercials.
Where it made Kanye West look normal. Yeah. You understand how hard that is to do? Mm-hmm. Even back then, when Kanye wasn't as crazy as he is now,
like, yeah, and now he leaves shows in the middle of Sacramento.
Now he just
yeah.
I had to bring that back up.
I had to. I'm sorry.
That wasn't there. It's not my fault. I don't care.
All right. Well, that's going to conclude all the content we have. But you know, before we go, let's catch up a little bit, Alex. So,
okay.
How did it feel to be back?
It was good. Did you guys talk about Marshawn Lynch yesterday?
We did. We did briefly. Cool. We did. We talked about Adrian Peterson yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know you can go listen to the shows, right?
I do.
Okay.
Sometimes.
All right.
Yeah. It's not the same without my sultry voice.
Yeah. It's not, man.
Yeah, but things are good. Thanks for inviting me back. Yeah. I'm glad that we hit it back a year
later.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for inviting me. I'm happy to come in whenever you want.
All right.
Just let me know and I'll be happy to come in.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been a whole year. And I was listening to the first show we ever did, and oh my gosh,
should
it is
never do that.
It is the worst thing I have heard in my entire life.
Hey, Jeremiah, you sucked.
Yeah, I did. Because like on the intro, you know, I do it really fast. Now I was like this. I was like, thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Football podcast.
He was like down here.
So where we discussed the latest news, rumors, and that's how it sounded like.
Yeah, and
now
like,
I'm like,
he's like, hey, welcome to the show.
I was like, welcome to the show, guys. I'm Jeremiah. You know,
sounds like it was depressed Zach Galifianakis or something like that.
Yeah, it's like that video like talking to Dane Cook video talking to quietly into the like the drive through
mm-hmm.
box. And he's like, I want to order. Chicken fries, buffalo meat,
Kobe buffalo meat,
mm-hmm. which is even funnier because Kobe beef is a thing.
So. Right,
I know.
Exactly. Anyways, I digress. Thanks for inviting me, guys.
All right,
you have to let everybody know how my top 10 goes when you come back on Friday.
Okay,
yeah, we'll come back tomorrow. Actually,
I can text you my mock draft.
Oh well, oh okay, do that.
I will.
All right.
I'm gonna redo it with the draft. Like, I got them all right. All the trades, too.
Remember our mock draft last year?
We got a lot right. We got the first 11 right.
That's better than...
I remember while I was talking about... I was listening to the mock draft show, too, which is also terrible. I was talking about the Niners pick, and I was talking so fast. I was
he was so hyped,
Trent Baalke, he likes all these defensive guys. So I was like, what?
Yeah, and then he finally stopped talking, and I just went... DeForest Buckner, number six over. You know, I was like
number seven overall.
Number seven overall, San Francisco 49ers, Oregon. Like, and he's like, okay, moving on.
Anyway, oh man, it's been quite some time. It's been a long time coming. Man, I can't believe it's a whole year, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah. Why'd you have to leave us, man?
Nice, it's time for me to spread my wings.
All right, well,
spread my wings and fly, fly far away.
All right, well, before we go, do you got any plans for the weekend or anything? Any upcoming plans for upcoming months?
Like, I'm going to Comic-Con again.
Are you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Comic-Con again. lots of minor league baseball games. Let me know if you guys ever want
tickets.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I get a certain amount for work, so let me know if you want any. I got to see some guys come through.
Christian Arroyo played
with us the entire season up until Tuesday.
Yeah, his first home run yesterday against Clayton Kershaw, right?
No, he hit it off Sergio Romo.
Sergio Romo. No, Clayton Kershaw pitched Tuesday.
Yeah, he got his first career hit off. So he started, he had his first career game was Tuesday. Excuse me. Tuesday. Excuse me. He he was hitless, but he advanced a runner over to third that then scored the, in a sense, a winning run, in a sense, hit the 1-2-1. He had his, excuse me, yesterday, so that was Tuesday, and then he had his first hit ever off Kershaw, single. Yesterday, his first home run ever off of Sergio Romo. So
right.
What's he going to do today, man? And he's flashing
Grand slam.
Yeah, he's flashing some great glove work. I've always liked that of him. And then Mike Morris was just down with us. He went up last night. That was his first game back. He had a pinch hit home run. I swear to God, it was like all he was doing was swinging for a home run. So I don't know why the guy gave him anything to hit. He swung hard through the first two pitches and then just homered one. So I was just like, fuck, that's on you, pitcher. But, Tyler Beede, whom is the organization's number one prospect, he's been pitching great. He gave up two hits through like 6 2/3 the other day. The guy's playing great. As a huge Giant fan, it's great watching guys come up.
I can see him coming up this year because
I would say for September, but
August.
I would say September's the expansion, but of the roster. But I say unless there's some reason he needs to come up, you know, albeit another injury to the pitching staff while Bumgarner's out, and they don't have another guy to fill that need to start, I would say he'd be the one to go up. But and that's another cool thing. Bumgarner's probably going to be down with the Rivercats at some point.
Yeah, he will.
Year,
he so will.
That'd
yeah.
be really, those
I definitely
be
will be down there.
Let me know. Yeah. Some tickets.
All right, man. All right. What about you, Anthony? Got any? Actually, you'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be
you'll
here
be
tomorrow.
Here. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you
whatever.
Going somewhere?
Yeah, whatever. All right. Well, on that note, it's been real, Alex. We got to go.
It's been real.
We had a whole hour show today.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. All right. Well, it was fun, though. It was fun. All right. Should come back again sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay. All right. Definitely we'll hit you up. All right. Well, that's going to conclude our show today. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, I'm Jeremiah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Alex.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Alex. And thank you for tuning in to the Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast. You guys have a great day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.